Declan, it's back to league action, and what a cracker it is. It's second against third. These fixtures now are intense. They're exciting for the fans. How do you view it as the manager?
Brilliant games for us, but it's a benchmark to see how far we've come. Shamrock Rovers have been heavily backed. They are very much a club in the ascendancy in terms of, you know, their stadium, their support, their financial wealth in terms of trying to catch Dundalk. So it's a brilliant marker for us. They've just signed a player from a championship. They've signed at the start of the season Jack Byrne, who's proven to be an outstanding player. They signed Graham Cunnings for Cork. They brought two lads from UCD in for Rudger and O'Neill. So look, there's serious competition down there with a lot of quality players. But we've quality players ourselves, and it's a 90-minute game, and it's a game we're looking forward to. It's on the Brandywell, where we have been very good this year, and we must go again. But it's a game that certainly all the players and the staff are really looking forward to see if we can go and go to the next level by actually turning them over.
And how's the squad looking? They've had a week's rest, which is very important after a hectic schedule, Declan.
Listen, the squad's a good place. Their mentality is fantastic. Their fitness levels is fantastic. They've scored a lot of goals this year. They've been ruthless in their approach every game that we've played. We're on a good run of form. We're winning games and we're scoring goals. So they're all in a very positive frame of mind. And, you know, touch wood, we haven't had too many injuries. Junior's still struggling with a bit of a niggle, but overall, it's a very positive place to come on a daily basis.
Speaking of positivity, Declan, do you have a nice conundrum, a nice headache there that you're picking from? You know, there's a lot of quality about, and you do have first-team selection headaches, don't you?
It's great, but, you know, that's respect of the players. First and foremost, the players are competing with each other to get a starting berth. They're also competing coming off the bench. I think over the last three or four games, the impact of our subs coming off the bench has been instrumental in our performances. And they look around in their dugout and see that there's quality players that can come up and change a game is exactly where we wanted to be at the start of the season. It's took us about a time to get there, but every single one of the members of the squad at the minute has really bought in, and they're a really enjoyable bunch to work with on a daily basis.
Well, you've called for... This is the last end of the season. You know, there's big games ahead, as I said, but you've called for big performances, elite performances from your squad, and you said there's room for improvement. Where does that take us?
Well, look, we've got to be more ruthless. We've created a lot of chances this year, and we've wasted a lot of chances, but we've also given away some sloppy goals, and that's ultimately where we can improve. We can improve, always improve. You know, I'm sure if you ask Vinnie Perth at Dundalk or Stephen Bradley at Shamrock Rovers, who are sitting high and pretty in the league, that they would also say there's improvement in all their teams. You never ever finish. So, you know, we're very much work in progress. We've took huge steps, but there's still big steps to take, and, you know, we'll be driving that home. But the players know themselves. They know themselves that they want to get better. They work extremely hard on a daily basis, and it is down to elite performances now. It's how good you are with the ball, it's how good you are without the ball, what's your structure like, what's your ability like to get the ball back. And, you know, it's a fantastic place to be going. With 10 games to go in the season, you're on the cup final in one cup, you have a huge game in the next cup, and you've Shamrock Rovers come to town. So look, come on, let's enjoy it, and let's understand that this is a good place to be.
Shamrock Rovers are in town, as you just said, Declan. It's a big game. It's a huge game in terms of second against third. But, you know, to kick on in your league campaign, you know, I was at the ground the last two games where the atmosphere is a wee bit flat. What can the supporters do to help you?
Well, look, I think it's a tough time for people. I think we holidays and we people away at caravans, and obviously kids being off school, you're steady constantly handing money out. So we understand the financial burden it is. But look, these are games now where we actually need our support. We actually need it. It's so essential to us that they can help us get over the line. The players are going to be tired during games, and, you know, it might be an odd straight pass or things might be going for us. See, when you hear that Brandywell roar and encourage the players, it definitely gives you another certain amount of percent in terms of your ability to see through games. So, like I said at the very start, we want to get the Brandywell rocking. The people in the Brandywell have been rocking. They've been brilliant all year, and we just need one big push now for the end of the season.
And they finish on a positive, Declan, as always. Gerardo Bruno signed an extension to his contract.
Brilliant. Delighted. What a guy. What a player. We knew when he was coming here, it would take a wee bit of time for him to find his feet. And by God, has he found his feet, because in my opinion, over the last number of weeks and months, he's been the best midfield player in the league. He's been very creative. His range of passing, second to none. He's a fantastic technician of the ball, and, you know, we're really privileged to have him for another year. Delighted.
Thank you, Declan.